Now joined on the phone by Joe from Youth Club. Good morning, mate.
Good morning.
You alright? All good?
Feeling fresh. Very fresh.
Did you have a gig last night, say?
I was DJing somewhere, but I had lots of technical issues. I was very, very, very upset, but I'm okay now. I had a sleep and I'm feeling great.
Sounding fresh this morning. So the main reason we've got your phone, you're playing Flag Factory Festival this Friday, but I thought before we chat about the festival, just chat about the bit about the band in general, because you've had a pretty good year so far, I'd say.
It's been a roller coaster, but it's been great fun, and these last couple of gigs are ones that we've done before, so it's good to go back and kind of finish off the festival season, going back to the festivals we played at and seeing some people that kind of helped kick it off.
Yeah, and so your debut EP, Colours, it peaked at number 24 on iTunes. I mean, for like a local band, that's pretty good success.
Yeah, like we're absolutely stoked with support and how many people bought it, and I don't think we really had an idea of how many units you have to sell to get to a certain place in the chart, so we were over the moon to get anywhere in the iTunes chart, and so it was very good to like make an impact.
Was it like one of those things where you sort of like keep going on your phone like checking iTunes, like, oh, it's climbing, like just watching it like go up the charts?
When I was younger, I was kind of like that with like, I used to do like some competitions to get like on some gigs and stuff. I was very much like that. As I got older, not so much, but my mum was very much on the case with the whole band, like every 5 minutes, you know, because we were pretty busy during the week anyway. She'd be like, you're climbing up the charts, check your phone. So she was very much on it, telling us where we were at.
And obviously we've had the EP. Is there any point we can expect an album in the near future?
Yes, I have finally got the news yesterday. So we've got a single coming out on the 2nd of November, and then that is on top of bringing out an EP by January, but definitely the single in November, but there should be an EP dropping in January as well. There's going to be about five to six new songs coming out within the next couple of months. But the single's called People, that's the next bit of new music, brand new music coming out.
Yeah, and also you played Brownstock Festival. How was that for you guys?
Yeah, it was really good to be back there, and the festival is growing while we grow, and that's what I like about it. And we see old friends, and we meet new bands and discover new bands. It's just a surprise, because when I first ever did it, there was like a 200 people festival, and now it's a 10,000 people festival. So it's just crazy how much it's growing. So
also, so let's move on. You're playing Flag Factory Festival this Friday evening. How is it quite exciting that you're on the same bill as Jay from The Inbetweeners?
kind of. I've met him before, and we've done some stuff with people like Matt Horn. I do like TV celebrities, but I've never seen him DJ, so I'm excited to see what he's like. If he's, I'm sure he's got some mad skills. I hear he comes from a DJ background, so.
Yeah, and is there any, so obviously you're playing on the Friday evening, are you like looking forward to seeing any other bands like around you guys performing?
We're going to get down there and most of our mates are playing on the Saturday, but we've got another gig, so we can't play for Saturday, so hopefully we'll just, you know, we'll get to meet some new bands that are playing on the Friday. I've had a little skim through on YouTube checking some of them out today, so we're excited to get down there and drink some beer and watch some bands.
Okay, we're going to play Tunnel on the show now, mate. This is probably my favourite record from the Colours EP, I'd say. So I'm a big fan of this record, and it's probably the one that's had like the biggest success off the EP, I'd say. Like, people recognise Youth Club for the track Tunnel. Was it like, obviously when you write the song and compose it and stuff, was it like incredible to see how popular Tunnel's become?
Sort of. It's probably like my least favourite track out of the EP.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But I think it's because it's been with us for so long. It's been like, I think the lyric kind of mean most to us, because it was very much like us hanging out as a band at the beginning, and we're kind of us all going out together and finding we were like, you know, on the road. And then now, like, we play it last in the set, usually, and yeah, it's good. People kind of wait for it, and people kind of, as soon as we start playing it, know it. So yeah, it's good. It's good to finally get that kind of like feedback from the crowd when we're playing. But when we wrote it, I don't know. It was probably one of the most worked on tracks. So I don't know. I'm glad with the product now, but it was quite stressful writing it.
Right. Okay. We're gonna play it on the show now, mate. Would you mind introducing it for us?
Fantastic. Yeah. Hi, this is Joe from Youth Club, and you're listening to Tunnel.